the date today is March the 16th, and we're facing this situation with the coronavirus, where potentially millions of people will have to be putting themselves into self-isolation for, they've been talking about in the UK, potentially for the people who are particularly vulnerable, for several months. Mm-hmm. What advice would you, in a very general sense, would you give to people about cultivating a practice of solitude? I'm sure many people who will be in this situation will have had no experience of meditation or whatever. I was just wondering, in broad terms, what advice or any thoughts you could give.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the reality of the coronavirus. I'm here in France at the moment under lockdown. I'm also very close to, I'm in 67, I think. No, I'm 67 next month. But basically, I'm in a high risk zone, high risk age range. And yeah, very likely, we're going to have to learn how to be alone a lot better. And for in our society, unless you happen to have an interest in meditation already, you're going to be rather unprepared for this. And I feel that the book, The Art of Solitude, might at least give one some consolation, perhaps, some clues as to what you may undertake in order to not feel oppressed and lonely in your solitude, but actually to take this enforced isolation as an opportunity rather than some sort of, a narrowing or a reduction of your life. And meditation would clearly come to mind. But I think also people need to come to terms with what it's like to be with themselves. That may not always be resolved by learning how to meditate. It may be that they will be drawn to a certain kind of reflections. Maybe they'll turn back to things like poetry and art and literature, maybe reading more spiritual or religious texts as a way to deepen a kind of contemplation as to what it means to be human. The very fact that we are put in this isolation because of a real existential threat, we may die. I have no way of knowing that. I might even be a carrier. I've been traveling from Los Angeles to Paris just a couple of days ago. Who knows? We have to take into account that we're dealing here with matters of life and death. And that, I would suggest, can be, again, a very deepening, a very enriching reflection, if we have the capacity to not be freaked out by it or to be hopelessly, driven towards some kind of distraction, watching TV all day or whatever. So, yes, that would be my hope, that this coronavirus crisis could actually be turned to deeper forms of reflection, of meditation, of making art, of appreciating art, and learning how to be alone in a society that really gives little value to that experience. This will provide us, hopefully, with a great opportunity. And curiously, I've been approached the other day by the BBC World Service to be interviewed about this book in order to help people live in isolation and quarantine. So the idea is already in the air. And you may at some point in the next few days or weeks get more and more coming from the media once people are kind of settled in this these quarantines and isolations, that we'll start to look more deeply at how we can cope with being alone. And if I can contribute to that through this book, I'm only too happy.
Fantastic, Tim. Well, I hope that's the case. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, as always, to speak to you, Stephen. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
It's a pleasure, Barry. I enjoyed our conversation, and I hope others can benefit from it too.
You can find out more about Middle Way Philosophy at www.middlewaysociety.org.